Tom Arrington, the CEO of Tidewater Biodiesel, says if lawmakers would bring together agriculture, the state's largest industry, and fuel production, it would attract some of the largest producers of biodiesel. He says farmers aren't utilizing a lot of waste that could be used if Virginia had more biodiesel companies.
What you want to do is have a small producer who's local, using local farmers to enhance his business.
He says to do that, Virginia must attract those businesses. One way is by increasing the tax credit from $500 to $800. He also says the state should increase the fuel grade requirement from B2 to B20, which more commercial trucking companies use.
And set up facilities that use the latest processes and technology that include waste vegetable oil, yellow grease, soybean oil.
And Arrington says B20 can be used in any tractor or large engine without extra modifications. He adds that keeping everything Virginia-based would reduce transportation costs and overhead and allow retailers to sell the fuel at discounted prices. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.